TensorFlow is an open-source machine learning framework developed by Google. It is designed to streamline the process of building and training various ML models, particularly deep neural networks. If you are a deep learning engineer seeking a high-paying job or a fresher aspiring to build a solid tech career, our TensorFlow technical interview questions and answers can enable you to acquire your dream job. So, let's get started. Question 1. What is TensorFlow? Answer: TensorFlow is an open-source machine learning framework developed by Google. It provides a comprehensive set of tools and libraries for building and deploying machine learning models, particularly neural networks. Question 2. How does TensorFlow use computational graphs? Answer: TensorFlow represents computations as directed graphs called computational graphs. Nodes in the graph represent operations, while edges represent data flowing between operations. TensorFlow uses these graphs to optimize the execution of computations and efficiently leverage available resources. Question 3. What are the key features of TensorFlow? Answer: TensorFlow offers several key features, including automatic differentiation, GPU acceleration, distributed computing, flexibility, and scalability. It also provides a high-level API called Keras, which simplifies the process of building neural networks. Question 4. What is a TensorFlow estimator? Answer: TensorFlow estimators are a high-level API for building TensorFlow models. They simplify the process of training, evaluating, and serving machine learning models. Estimators provide pre-built components for common tasks, such as input data handling, model configuration, and distributed training. Question 5. What is the difference between TensorFlow 1.x and TensorFlow 2.x? Answer: TensorFlow 1.x had a more complex API and required separate sessions for executing computations. TensorFlow 2.x introduced a more user-friendly API and adopted eager execution as the default mode, which allows for immediate evaluation of operations. TensorFlow 2.x also integrates the Keras API as the primary high-level API. Question 6. Explain the concept of eager execution in TensorFlow. Answer: eager execution is a feature introduced in TensorFlow 2.x that allows for immediate evaluation of operations. In this mode, TensorFlow functions execute eagerly, similar to regular Python code, which makes it easier to debug and interact with the model. Question 7. What are the different types of TensorFlow layers? Answer: TensorFlow provides various types of layers, including dense, fully connected layers, convolutional layers, recurrent layers, pooling layers, and normalization layers. These layers are building blocks used to construct neural networks. Question 8. How to optimize TensorFlow performance? Answer: there are several ways to optimize TensorFlow performance, such as utilizing GPU acceleration, optimizing data loading and pre-processing, leveraging distributed computing for large-scale training, and optimizing the model architecture for improved inference speed. Question 9. What is TensorFlow Lite? Answer: TensorFlow Lite is a lightweight version of TensorFlow designed for mobile and embedded devices. It enables the deployment of machine learning models on resource-constrained platforms, such as smartphones, IoT devices, and microcontrollers. Question 10. What are the different types of tensors? Answer: below are the different types of tensors in TensorFlow. Constant tensors: these tensors have a fixed value and cannot be changed. They are commonly used to store constants or fixed values in computations. Variable tensors: these tensors can be modified during the execution of a TensorFlow program. They are typically used to store model parameters that need to be optimized through training. Placeholder tensors: placeholders are tensors that are initially empty and are typically used to feed actual data into TensorFlow computational graphs. Sparse tensors: sparse tensors are used to efficiently represent and manipulate tensors with a large number of zero or sparse elements. Ragged tensors: ragged tensors are tensors with non-uniform shapes along one or more dimensions. They are useful when dealing with variable length sequences or irregular data. Question 11. Explain what is TensorFlow serving? Answer. TensorFlow serving is an open-source serving system that allows you to deploy and serve TensorFlow models in a production environment. A TensorFlow servable refers to a specific version of a TensorFlow model that is ready to be deployed and served. Question 12. Highlight the advantages of TensorFlow. Answer. Following are the key advantages. Scalable. Compatible. Parallelism. Keras-friendly. Support for OS. Graphical support. Data visualization. Open source platform. Question 13. What are key disadvantages of TensorFlow? Answer. Here are some key disadvantages of TensorFlow. Hardware limitations. Steep learning curve. Slower development speed. Limited community support. Lack of dynamic graph support. Question 14. What is EPIC? Answer. In TensorFlow, an EPIC refers to a complete pass or iteration through the entire training dataset during the training of a machine learning model. During each EPIC, the model processes the entire dataset, computes the loss, and adjusts its internal parameters based on the gradients obtained from the optimization algorithm. Question 15. Name some applications of TensorFlow. Answer. The areas in which TensorFlow usage allows to create systems are voice recognition, image recognition, video detection, text-based applications. Question 16. What is embedding? Answer. In TensorFlow, embedding refers to the process of representing categorical variables or discrete entities as continuous vectors in a lower-dimensional space. It is a fundamental technique used in natural language processing, NLP, and other domains where data is represented as discrete entities. Question 17. Name the dashboards that TensorFlow supports. Answer. TensorFlow supports the following dashboards. Audio dashboard. Histogram dashboard. Image dashboard. Distributor dashboard. Scalar dashboard. Projector. Text dashboard. Graph Explorer. Question 18. What is a rectified linear unit layer? Answer. A rectified linear unit, RLU, layer is a type of activation function used in neural networks. It is a common choice for introducing nonlinearity in deep learning models. Question 19. Why validation is performed in TensorFlow? Answer. Validation is performed to evaluate the performance and generalization ability of a trained model. During the training process, a machine learning model learns from the training data and adjusts its internal parameters to minimize the training loss. However, the model may become overly specialized to the training data and fail to perform well on new, unseen data. Question 20. What is dimensionality reduction? Answer. Dimensionality reduction in TensorFlow refers to the process of reducing the number of input features or variables in a dataset while preserving the essential information. It is a common technique used in machine learning and data analysis to address the curse of dimensionality, which refers to the challenges that arise when working with high-dimensional data. Thank you for listening to our podcast.